cider equals summer? Not necessarily. We drink fermented grape juice through the dark days, so why do we associate fermented apple juice only with sunshine? A growing band of Irish cider producers is encouraging us not to let a few degrees proof come between us and make cider the wine of Ireland. Caroline Hennessy took a walk in the orchard with one of those cider producer, William O'Callaghan, the son of Michael, the man who first planted apples at Longaville House in Mallow, County Cork.
So we're just coming into the orchards here now, the start of it. So my dad planted this. This was the first orchard he planted about 20 years ago. These are cider apple trees. Michelin is a tall one, and the smaller one is Dabonnet. Dabonnet would be a little bit more tannic than the Michelin. The apples would be like a crab apple. They're not something you'd eat, but they make a great juice. And this is the majority of the apple that we grow, these two varieties. Next autumn I'm going to plant sweet apples. So the way I make my cider is I crush the juice from these apples in the autumn. We harvest with machinery up and down the lines here. We bring it to the crush house, crush and press the juice. And we let it naturally ferment with a yeast just indigenous to this environment, a wild yeast. And it ferments over the winter and into April to be fermented through. So you need a lot of tank space because you only get one shot at this thing. It's unlike beer where you can make a new batch every day. April, when it's fermented through, we take it to be bottled. So what I do is I back sweeten with a little bit of sweet apple juice to give it a little bit more of a fruitier taste, and it brings it from being a dry cider up to a medium dry. And that's what we discover the Irish palate likes, particularly is more a medium dry rather than a dry.
I think cider for a long time suffered from a bit of an image problem because there were big brand ciders on the market that were very, very sweet, highly carbonated.
Yes, that's right, yeah. So we're doing something different here. This is it's a craft and artisan, and it's a different ball game to that mass market stuff. This is an Irish wine, in effect. This is an apple wine. We can't grow grapes. We did try. My dad started with grapes, and he used to make a white wine, but because of the weather, he was only making wine 2 out of every 10 years because of our lack of sunshine, I suppose.
So, William, like, we're standing here, and this is the area that your father planted in terms of apple trees.
He was a farmer. He started the guest house here, the hotel, with my mom in 1967. But he was the guy behind the scenes, the farmer, and he always grew his own veg, passionate about fruit. He used to have about 10 different varieties of plums even in the garden. So he had a long experience of growing fruit, and he started with the wine. He planted about 2 acres of vines, and he did a course in Germany and started making white wine. But then he went on to the apples.
He decided apples were a better bet in Ireland.
Yeah, he was always passionate about apples as well, growing apples. So apples will, you know, they'll survive our weather. They grow well in this climate. And they grow particularly well in Ireland. They're not as, there's more character and a little bit more acidity to them. So we've got that on our side, as well as growing great grass. We grow great apples as well.
The the two varieties you have here in the orchard, Michelin and Dabinet, they are specific cider apples. Was your father thinking about cider when he planted them 20 years ago?
He was, yeah, because he had this idea to make an apple brandy. So he visited Calvados in northern France, and these are the varieties of apples they would have used, cider apples. So to make an apple brandy, first of all, you have to make a cider. So you have to have the right ingredients, and these apple trees were the right ones. So he made his cider. He didn't bottle the cider. He just went straight on to distillation. So he distilled the cider and got the apple brandy, and that's what he did. And when he passed away 4 years ago, I had a look at it. We were wondering, what the hell are we going to do with all these orchards? Because I came from the hotel background, and cooking and the hotel was my area. And we thought about taking them all out and going back to grassland. But we had a good look at it, and we said we'd give ourselves a bit of time. And then I started bottling the cider element of it, and that has really taken off. And we keep the apple brandy going as well, because it's so unique. It's the only apple brandy in Ireland, and has been, and was the first. And so we'd like to stick at that as well.
How do you like them apples? More on Longaville House cider at longavillehouse.ie. And if you want to explore the wine of Ireland further, check out ciderireland.com for a list of Irish craft cider producers.